Yeah, James Rollins is coming to town to talk about his new book, The Sixth Extinction. As is the case with all of James Rollins' book, it's just one of those great, riveting adventure stories, part John Carpenter and part Clive Cussler. It starts out, the first chapter is written from the viewpoint of Charles Darwin aboard the Beagle, a hidden chapter that Darwin didn't publish. But the book takes place, in fact, on a remote military station in Antarctica. It sends out this frantic distress call with a chilling command, kill us all. Nearby personnel rush over to the base to find everyone there dead and everything within 50 square miles dead. Consequently, Commander Gray Pierce and Sigma, which is a covert arm of the Defense Department tasked with keeping dangerous scientific discoveries out of enemy hands, has to head off the inevitable as this deadly something spreads across the globe.
James Rollins never disappoints. I think his last book was, what, The Eye of God, taking a look at the fall of the Roman Empire. He really knows how to get inside your brain with a storyline that won't let you put the book down until you're finished.
So James Rollins is going to be signing The Sixth Extinction tomorrow night at Eagle Eye Books. The event starts at 7 o'clock. Get there early. It's going to be packed.
Darren, as a native of our nation's 22nd state, I have to admit, this next book's title caught my eye immediately.
Yes, Nimrod Fraser is coming to the Atlanta History Center to talk about his book, Send the Alabamians, World War I Fighters in the Rainbow Division. In fact, Nimrod Fraser, in a quote from Alabama Public Radio, tells the story of how he titled this book.
Brigadier General Edward Plummer was a regular Army officer. He was responsible for getting these Alabama rednecks trained, and they were pretty wild guys. All of them were small town or country boys, and many of them were not that well educated. They were a rambunctious group of guys, and they were damn good soldiers. And he recognized that, and he said, in time of war, send me all the Alabamians you can get, but in time of peace, for Lord's sake, send them to somebody else.
Right now, we're just finishing off the memorialization of the 150th anniversary of the Battle of Atlanta. But almost nobody's really been paying attention to the centennial of World War I. But the Atlanta History Center is bringing Nimrod Fraser to talk about his book. And in this book, which he spent years researching, he tracks the 167th Infantry and Alabama National Guard Regiment. It had earned a reputation on the Mexican border, but when it was shipped off to France during World War I, became kind of the pinnacle of American military prowess. They really played a pivotal role at the cracking of what was known as the Hindenburg Line at the Côte d'Échantillon in 1918. And after that, German forces were forced to fall back to the Rhine. Just the next month, less than a month later, the Germans signed the armistice. So Nimrod Fraser is going to be talking about this really glorious unit on Thursday night at the Atlanta History Center at 8 o'clock.